Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Now entering Nerdist.com.
Zam! 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 Zam!
Oh, really?
Zam!
Oh, yeah. That was good. Thanks. That was a good Sam.
Okay.
Here we are.
Back at the quarters. The headquarters.
The main quarters of the mates.
You gotta have headquarters or you don't know where to meet.
If you can't meet at the side quarters, you can't. Because which side? You don't know.
You can't meet at the hindquarters.
No, you don't want to meet there.
No, sir.
Stinking up the joint. I'm going to meet at the headquarters.
Not the hindquarters. Don't get mixed up and come in the back door. You want to meet at the headquarters.
If you're going to go in the back door.
Yeah.
Be real careful.
Real careful, folks. Real careful.
Start with a finger.
Start easy. Ease your way into the back door.
No, just waggle around a finger there in the hindquarters. Anybody home?
Hello? Is anybody home?
You know?
When I'm going in the back door, I like to, like, get the finger in there.
They get a little finger waggle in there.
And then have a little megaphone.
Yep.
And I go, hello, anybody home? Because then if somebody's home, they'll be like, oh, yeah.
Yeah, I'm home.
Wow.
And they'll either say, come on in, or they'll say, come around the front door.
Sometimes they'll say, what are you doing around the back door?
Yeah, and you say, I stuck a finger in there to see if anybody was home.
I'm home, but won't you come around the front?
Sure, I'll come around the front.
Or they'll say, yeah, come on in.
Yeah, come on in.
Come on in the back door.
Back door's open. Come on in.
Come on in.
But most of the time you'll find that they want you to come around the front there.
Most of the time they want you to introduce yourself.
Hey, do me a favor. Wash up before you come in the front door.
Sometimes they'll answer, who are you here to see?
Right.
You're there with the finger in the back door and they'll be like, who are you here to see, sir?
You're here.
Yeah.
You're here.
Okay, come on in.
All right. Coming in the back door.
Or sometimes they'll just go, come around the front.
Right.
What's your business? State your business.
They might say, can you go somewhere else, please?
They might say, leave the back door.
Leave all the doors. Nobody's home.
Take your business on down the street, they might say. That happens.
That happens for me more than it doesn't.
Yeah. Most often for you, people say, take your business down the street.
Most of the time.
I live in New York, though.
Right.
Most of the time, people are like, come on in.
Yeah, come on in the back door.
Sure, no problem. Come on in.
Front door's full. Somebody's already in the front door.
Come on in the back.
Front door's jam-packed at the moment.
No room in the front.
We got room in the back, though.
I expect you can come on in the back.
Well, it's mates, everybody. Mike and Tom Eat Snacks.
Welcome to Mike and Tom Eat Snacks with my good friend, Morgan Liam Black.
And my good friend, Tom.
Mike and Tom Eat Snacks.
So,
wait a minute. When I said, my good friend Michael Liam Black, I cut my hand. See my hand like this around my mouth? Viewers can see that.
Almost like
Michael Liam Black. And you said, my good friend.
Yep.
Like you kind of swallowed it.
Didn't mean to.
Well, you kind of swallowed it like you didn't give me the honor that I gave you. Like I said, my good friend Michael Liam Black.
I will afford you the same honor that you afforded me. And my good friend.
Yes, yeah, I think.
You saw me cut my hand.
Yeah, but I couldn't even hear my name. You went like this. My good friend.
Well.
And my name is not.
But there's a technical reason for that.
Oh.
New viewers may, or old viewers may notice, and whether or not they're viewers, I don't know, may notice.
It's debatable.
The sound quality is slightly different than in the older episodes. It's because we're using a new.
New technology,
a higher
technology,
a more newer, sensitive technology,
a newer, higher sensitive technology.
And with this new higher sensitive technology, your name, Tom, begins with a T sound. And if I'm not careful, that T will pop and it will ruin the listening experience for everybody. So I have to be very careful about how I introduce you.
Oh, see, I thought it was dismissive and filled with hate, and it turns out it's got something to do with technology.
Yeah.
All right, my apologies. I didn't know. I sort of am the creative engine behind this.
Well,
and you are kind of, you know, the guy that cleans shit up and puts the mics in place, right? That's sort of how I see it, like 70-30.
Yeah.
You know, like me, creative, 75, you in there with your 25, working hard to try and, you know, get employed. You know, that's sort of how we – that's sort of our jam, you know? You sort of like – you understand the intricacies of the science.
That's really just I'm plugging in the microphone.
Yeah, and that's like that's beyond me. If you said to me, plug in a microphone, I'd be like, are you daft, Gandhi? That's what I would say.
Mm-hmm.
And for me, I'm all about, you know, the content and the thing that wins us awards. That's my thing. But
I feel like I'm about
listen, I can't win these awards that I win.
There's awards being handed out.
I can't be the guy winning them all without you plugging in the microphone.
Well, I did plug in the microphone, but I feel like that's really the least of my contributions.
To me, credit where credit's due. If I'm sitting there doing all my genius stuff and my brilliance,
I mean,
but the microphone's not plugged in?
I mean, I'm not going to deny it.
Ain't nobody
going
to hear it.
Absolutely do good work.
And
I think it's 50-50 in terms of who's doing the good
work. This 80-20 thing, I need you. I need you. I need you. I got to have you. You know what I'm saying? If I don't have you, I'm a guy without you.
You're faltering. You're faltering even as we speak.
Yeah, but why? Why? Tell them why.
Because you're answering
a fucking text message. I'm texting. Yeah, but.
Why can't that wait? Who's it from?
It's somebody really famous.
Oh.
Okay.
Sweet.
You know, I have like a bunch of famous friends, you know, really, really famous friends because I work in the entertainment world, right?
Mm-hmm.
So when I see these people, I'm like, yeah, I try and befriend them.
See? Oh, yeah. Well, that's what you do.
Because they have money. Yeah. And when I see somebody really famous, I really try and befriend them.
Well, think about it this way. The more famous they are, probably the more money they have.
Yeah.
The more you want to be friends with them.
Of course, 100%.
That's how I am.
Anyway, that was my good friend, Michael Showalter. And I'm just checking in with him. He's really rich. He's a good pal. Showalter. Michael Showalter is my good pal. So.
You know, he's a very good friend of mine. Very good friend of mine.
Yeah. So today on, I mean, look, you and him have differing opinions about that. That's great. It's totally fine. It's great. I love it. And he loves it too. We all love it.
I love it.
Last week, we did hard boiled eggs as our return thing. And it's, I have to tell you, if I'm a snack, all right, and in some ways, like Obama said, we are all snacks, I feel that it's tough to come in at episode number two.
Well, you don't want to be the guy that follows hard boiled eggs.
You don't want to be that guy as a snack. You sort of feel like, I just want to be on mates one time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like that, you as a snack, you're like, I just want to be on mates one time. That's, you can hear this at night if you go down the rows of the proverbial snack aisles.
Well, you head over to a 7-Eleven, say 1, 2 o'clock in the morning.
All you're going to hear is a chorus of one time.
Right. You might hear somebody going, I can't get up. You know, you might hear that.
Yeah. Yeah, you might hear mostly.
Shit, I can't get up.
Yeah, you might hear mostly in the 7-Eleven at 2 a.m. You might hear mostly one time. And then in the background, you might hear,
I can't get up.
Yeah, that's kind of, it's what we call in golf, par for the course.
But, if you're one of those snacks and they say, all right, we're giving you your shot, you know, and they're thrilled.
You come uncalled.
They
can't believe it. They're graduating in the majors. Bobby was pulled up to the show.
Right.
Yeah.
Who is he following? You don't want to hear. You don't want to hear hard boiled egg.
No.
Not because, and incidentally, not because hard boiled egg rated so highly. And you'll have to go back and listen to hear how hard boiled egg rated.
We're not going to tell you how it rated. You have to go listen to it yourself.
But because hard boiled egg is a classic, you know. You know, if you're following Mickey Mantle,
mm-hmm.
And this could be his later years with the Mets.
Mm-hmm.
You still don't want to, you don't want to be on deck. You don't want to be follow Mickey Mantle. Doesn't matter.
Who wants to follow Mickey Mantle? You don't want to follow Mick. And so if someone's been around forever, tried and true veteran, everyone respects them.
That's
you
what
know?
It is. Like it's Dave, about respect.
Like David Hasselhoff, for example. Everybody is a tried and true veteran that everyone respects. It's like the Mick. You don't want to follow the Mick, right? You just – every snack looks at – and it's not about the numbers. Because you will look at hard-boiled eggs and go, I mean, the numbers are solid, right?
Solid numbers.
But it's like
– been in the game a long time.
Really respect that. Not everyone can stand in the game for a long time. There's – you take a – there's a Kroger's jelly.
Hostess. Flash in a pan.
Even Hostess.
Even Hostess.
Even Dear Hostess has been around for centuries.
Hall of Famer.
Died a tragic death. It's hard to stay ahead. And every snack knows that. And so to be pulled up to the majors, we had Janice pulled up the other day, a little while ago. And remember how she was just in tears, just so happy to be pulled up. Some people have that gratitude. Other people get pulled up and they start looking, well, who am I following?
Right.
They get mired in the details. And listen, it's very difficult to follow HBE. It just is.
Because not only has it been in the game a long time, it's put up solid numbers year after year after year. Hard-boiled egg, you know, buddy, you've stood the test of time.
Yeah.
You're my Nolan Ryan guy.
Yeah.
You're my Cal Ripken Jr. guy.
You've got extra features like a switch hitter might have that are undeniable.
Shellability.
Shellability.
Juggleability.
Juggleability. These things...
It's a five-tool player, the hard-boiled egg.
It really is. It covers... every area, and it covers it solidly. And most snacks can't even – I mean, juggleability?
No.
Try juggling a bowl of cereal. You
no
can't.
Thanks.
You can't. All right? It's an embarrassment, no matter how many times you try and juggle a bowl of cereal.
Today.
Following HBE, we have
– How do you pronounce this? How do you pronounce this?
The fact that you don't know means that you're the guy that should pronounce it.
McVitie's.
Nope. McVitie's.
Ah.
I don't even know, but I assume it's McVitie's.
I would think it would be two T's if it was McVitie's.
Right now, all the old school mateys are nodding their heads going, digestive.
Oh,
digestive.
Yeah. And then for me, as an American who doesn't eat digestives, but likes the British pronunciation.
Which is what?
Digestives. We'll always say digestives.
Digestives.
Yeah, digestive biscuits.
As opposed to what?
Digestive.
Digestive biscuits.
Yeah, digestive biscuits.
Biscuits.
But for me, it's going to be digestives.
And for me, it's going to be digestive biscuits.
Right. Well, you're...
Canadian.
And I'm American.
American.
Who likes the British pronunciation of things.
You like digestive biscuits.
No. Nope. Digestive biscuits.
Oh, you like digestive biscuits.
That's right.
And what do I like?
Digestive biscuits.
No. Digestive biscuits.
Okay.
So what we got here is McVitie's... Digestive biscuits. Now, there's a couple of things that I like. When these were sent to us by the good folks at McVitie's, I eat. So they sent us the original, which I had in my childhood because I was around Europe in my childhood.
Mm-hmm.
So this was a go-to snack. So when I saw this, I was like, oh, we got to do this. This is
nice
great.
Guy.
Huh?
Nice guy.
Who?
Europe.
Oh, Europe's solid.
Yeah. Good guy.
Sometimes, though, Europe.
Haughty.
Little haughty.
Yep.
Yeah. You know why? Oh, yeah, this is how it's done. Like that.
Oh, yeah.
This is how that's done.
Uh-huh.
You know, you're like, okay, Europe.
Yeah, we get it, Europe.
Okay, Europe, you've been around.
Back off.
Easy, Europe. Okay? Don't tell me this is how it's done. You know, that whole thing, for example, when we opened the show, we were talking about something that's very popular in Europe, the back door.
Mm-hmm.
And what's interesting is normally, you know, when you're playing around with the back door, it's like, woo, hey, like that. But in Europe, it's like, excuse me, this is how it's done. Please apply to the back door. And you're kind of like, listen, this is the back door of Europe. You don't need to be all haughty about it.
Right?
I feel like we're all friends now. We must be friends now.
After the great one.
After the what?
The great one.
The great one what?
War.
War. Oh, after the, yeah. After the great one tore up the old sod.
Yep. I'm going to tear up the sod in the back door, I'll tell you that much right now.
Yeah.
Tear up all that old sod.
Yeah, that'll bring Europe down a few pegs. But so this snack that they have around Europe, it's a plain digestive biscuit, and it and some people say digestive. But essentially, it's a wafer. It's a biscuit.
And it's
dense
and
thick.
When do you eat it? When is the proper time to eat a digestive biscuit?
On a car trip.
On a car trip?
Or sometimes when the car stops and you're having a break from the car trip.
And that's the only time?
I think that's the only time. That's the only time I ate it.
It's such a specific market.
Well, there's not. You think about it.
I mean, I know a lot of people drive cars.
The ladies of the automotive industry will tell you, everyone's driving cars, pal.
Right.
Everyone's driving cars all over the place.
But in Europe, I feel like it's all public transpo. It's all trains. You know, it's double and triple-decker buses.
Not in the countryside.
Uh-huh.
In the countryside.
I guess I thought those were
people are walking.
Zeppelins. I thought it was all Zeppelins in the countryside.
Nope, not since the accident.
Okay.
And people are walking, taking horse-drawn carts, or driving in the countryside. So 50% of those people are driving. And 50% of those people need snacks.
But most of the time when you're driving, you're just taking short trips.
Not in Ireland.
Ah.
In Ireland, it's all craggy farmland.
Right.
And rock-strewn fences.
Right.
You know, and pastures. And what do you need? Snacks.
I've just shown my own ignorance.
Listen, we all do occasionally, all right? And so it's nothing to be ashamed of.
So these snacks are specifically for the Irish motorist, the Irish countryside motorist.
Yeah.
Still seems like a very specific market to me.
There are over 4 billion people in Ireland.
I did not know that.
Yeah. No, it's a hugely populous country because it's not just – here's the thing that you probably don't know about Ireland. There's Northern Ireland and Southern Ireland.
Right.
Mm-hmm. There's also Eastern Ireland and Western Ireland.
I've never heard of that.
And then there's also Ireland islands.
Oh.
Yeah, islands around Ireland.
What is it – what is the correct name that I'll find on a map?
For what?
The islands around Ireland.
Ireland Islands.
Okay. The Ireland Islands.
It might be Islands of Ireland in some maps, older maps.
Right.
Islands of Ireland.
And how many of those are there?
How many islands?
Yes.
Too many to count. If you're a cartographer, you're losing your mind. You're in an insane asylum.
So that's why they don't even put them on the maps most of the time.
They put as many as they can get.
Right.
But they can't get many of them on the maps, as many as there are. There's too many to count. It'll put you in an insane asylum if you're a cartographer. And so they put as many as they can without driving people crazy. Most of them haven't even been visited. They're like stars.
But there's people in the countryside.
There's like 4 billion people in the countryside.
Right. Even on all these islands that haven't been visited, people in the countryside eating digestive biscuits.
There's people on those islands that haven't been visited by people from the mainland, right. But the on-island people know who they are.
Right. Well, why wouldn't they?
Well.
Okay. I mean, you've explained it in a way that makes it make sense to me. And that's what Mates is really about.
Equal opportunity for the viewer. Right. Mates.
Whether or not they're viewers, I don't know. But
we don't even know that.
But what's great about snacking is it teaches you not just about the snack, it teaches you about the world.
The world!
So I didn't know. What did I know from the Ireland Islands?
Nothing. You
today?
Knew zero until today. This is the thing about the snack game. People think, I'm not much into snacks. And like, well, are you into life?
You into history? You into geography? You into philosophy?
Yeah, because fuck you, not into snacks. You are into snacks. If you have any interest in how the heart beats, you're into the snack game.
So they're on the Ireland Islands. They're eating these McVitie's digestives during the car trips, you know.
Yeah.
And now you've explained it in a way that makes sense to me.
Right.
You know, they get
this is what they eat.
Yeah, tiny islands, probably rutted roads, the countryside drives.
Right, would you like some biscuits?
I don't feel like I have a choice.
No, you don't, lad. And so, but then in the last little while, so they had these digestives, the plain ones, around for as long as Ireland's been around.
So thousands of years.
Thousands of years. And then they thought they'd spice it up with this. You see, this is the second canister that we have here. This is the digestive biscuit. But this one's covered in milk chocolate.
Wow.
Because they're kind of like, we got to get the young market.
Right.
Right? And then they did this kind of cool thing, what makes you want to eat it, that the regular package doesn't have. The regular package is just wrapped. This one comes in
like a tube, like a Pringles tube,
like a Pringles tube, yeah, like a cardboard tube, and it says on the back "Grab and go!" exclamation mark, and it looks like the G's in the "Grab and go" are actually moving,
right?
And then it says resealable pack.
Well, this is just further evidence that you take these on car trips because the "Grab" and the "Go" they're both traveling at high rates of speed.
Like you can see Liam, right, and Patrick running out of the house,
right.
Jumping in their little car because you know in Ireland they have the little cars. Right? A motor car.
Well, they're little people. They're leprechauns.
Yeah, they're small. Right, on we go. Grab the car.
Off we go.
Grab the car, Leadfoot.
All right.
And so they run out of their, you know, their dwelling.
Right.
And then suddenly Patrick goes to Liam, And the biscuits.
I didn't bring the biscuits.
Bring the biscuits.
I'll grab and I'll go.
Go grab for 11sies. And then they go grab them.
Okay.
So they might get these. They grab
You're really
them.
Painting a picture.
Oh, that's the snack game. That's what we do here at Maine's. So why don't you pop the regular ones?
So as you said, these are in a, like a paper, plasticky paper wrapping.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know how many you get in here. Maybe 30 or so.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no, 16. It says serving size 2 biscuits.
You were off by
servings
a lot
per,
there.
Well, maybe I didn't realize how thick they are. Servings per container, about 8.
Yeah.
2, 3, 4. I think there's more than 16,
feel
don't
like
you?
There's more than 16, but maybe there's...
So what I'm holding in my hand is a McVitie's original digestive biscuit, and it's about the size of an air hockey puck there. It's got holes, which
no,
I guess...
16.
Are there?
I just counted.
Which I guess let the air go
puck,
through.
Great description.
Well, that's what it's about, the size
yeah,
and shape
and it's got
of.
The little holes through it that let the air go through in case you decide to use it as
I'm
an air
starting to
puck.
Think that either the air hockey puck people... based their design on the digestive, or the digestive people based it on the air hockey puck.
No, the digestive people have been around, like I say, as long as Ireland.
Well, but the air hockey puck people have been around
longer than Ireland. I don't think
so. At least as long.
No, because air hockey people come from Canada, and Canada, I'm Canadian, relatively new nation, 27 years old, so it does not carry. I'm sure that the biscuits came first because
right.
Canada is only 27 years old.
So it's beige-ish,
brownish
in color, and I'm going to take a bite. Now, what I'm expecting is a kind of grainy, dry,
mm-hmm.
almost granola-y tasting biscuit, mm-hmm. and that's what I'm getting.
What's nice about the digestive is, in Ireland, they dip it in their tea because it's dry. It really absorbs,
mm-hmm.
and it's got a thickness and a satisfying end taste. The end game is satisfying in the biscuit.
I'll tell you what it reminds me of.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of a sweet saltine. The texture is a little thicker,
mm-hmm.
but the texture is not dissimilar from a saltine. And obviously there's no salt, but a little sweet.
Mm-hmm.
And I like it.
There's a shortbread aspect to it, which I really like. There's a dry denseness to it with a satisfying end game.
A lot of people think I have a prejudice against dry snacks.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing could be further from the truth.
We get a lot of mail. These days, it's email. I don't know how to keep up with that. You're the technology guy. But
I do other things as well, but...
No, but mostly your role here is plugging shit in. And you'll come to me and say, look at these guys. They think I got a prejudice against dryness. Well, I'm here to say, nothing could be further than the truth.
Well, I already said that. Which just bolsters my argument that I do more than just plug things in. Like, I made the point, said it, and then you just repeated what I said.
Well, I think that is the crux of the matter. You didn't say it in an entertaining way. You said, people say that I have a prejudice against dryness, but I said, in my entertaining fashion, I said, people think Michael has a prejudice against dryness, nothing could be further than the truth. As you can tell, it's night and day.
I'll give you that. I will give you that. Reluctantly, but yes,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I will give you that.
Mm-hmm.
The digestive biscuit, I don't know that I feel that it's aiding in my digestion. I feel like that's what it's being sold as.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you eat something,
mm-hmm.
and then you know, maybe you had some beans.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And
you're feeling a little volatile.
Oh, you got some beans, you put some hot sauce on there, and you wash that down with a garlic shake, and mm-hmm. now you're feeling a little bit... A little antsy, a little queasy down there in the tummy.
There's some rumblings.
What I need
down south.
I need a digestive to kind of quiet the noise.
I don't necessarily know that is untrue. I feel you eat this dense thing, and I've got like the garlic shake and the flame of beans rolling around back to. I go like this. Mmm. Look at that. I think it comes down to your stomach and just shuts everybody up.
Right, it sucks up all those acids
mm-hmm.
into the digestive,
mm-hmm.
and then it what?
Makes you feel much more calm, and you get back to your poker game.
A lot of people think that not only do I have a prejudice against dry snacks, but that I only eat beans at the poker game.
Okay, let me explain this to the people, because no one's going to understand what you just said. A lot of people feel that not only does Michael have a prejudice against dry snacks, but that he only eats beans at the poker game. Okay, now proceed. Now that I've explained it to people.
I really feel like you just said exactly what I just said.
Well, I did it in an entertaining fashion.
I feel like
Yours was dry and boring, and I came up, mine was alive. Mine was like sparkling. Mine was like Vegas. Mine was like stardust.
I don't know.
Well, you don't get paid to know. You get paid to plug shit in. So you're eating beans at the poker table.
That's my point.
Mm-hmm.
That's not the only place I eat beans.
Where else do you eat beans?
Qdoba.
Oh. And is that it?
Yeah.
Poker table in Qdoba.
Yep.
Okay, so two places.
Two places.
So note that, viewers, if you will.
Well, just don't be jerks about it.
Yeah, don't be assholes and write in and go, fucking guy only eats beans at a poker table.
No.
Because it's not true.
I'll go to Qdoba. I'll get beans.
Don't attack George Clooney's mom. You know what I'm saying?
Hmm?
Don't attack George Clooney's mom-in-law.
Wait, what?
He's getting married. Don't attack him.
But
it's the same thing. People going, Michael only eats beans at the poker table. Okay? That's just selling newspapers, folks. Right. Michael doesn't eat just beans at the poker table.
I'll go to Qdoba, I'll get beans. Oh, he's probably playing poker at Qdoba. No. Don't be a dick.
Yeah, don't be an asshole about it.
I'm not playing poker at Qdoba.
He's not at Qdoba playing poker. And if he was, so what?
Who cares?
Yeah.
You know, I'm an adult. I can make my own choices about what I do with my life, what I do with my money, what I do with my time.
Where he eats his beans. That's being an adult, where you eat your beans. That's your choice. Make wise, solid choices.
Even if it's a bad choice, so what? It's my choice.
Like, say, for example, you're eating beans at a Starbucks.
Please. Coffee beans? I don't think so.
Hey, no. Regular beans? Like, you're going to eat those beans at a Starbucks? Look, sure, it's a dick move, but that's your choice. You don't have to poke fun at somebody.
No.
You don't have to single him out. You don't have to take it like a what is it, a Snapchat?
Don't take a Snapchat of that.
Send it to your friend Briar.
Well, look, it's Black eating beans at Qdoba playing poker. Fuck you.
Yeah, fuck you. That stuff just drives me crazy.
Oh, you know what? It's this gotcha culture.
Yeah.
That we're living in.
It's this whole, like, I just want to have some Schadenfreude moment out of somebody else's misery because they eat beans somewhere. I don't eat beans.
Hey, like, guess what, dickwad? Next time I'm eating beans while playing poker at Qdoba, I'll take my own Snapchat. I'll send it to you. And just to prove to you, guess what? I don't give a shit.
He doesn't care. Okay? So you can't bang him down.
Don't bean shame me.
Yeah. Don't try and shame him with your beans. Now, I'm eating these things. I'm like eating these things even as we speak.
Is this your second or third?
Third.
All right, but I want you to save some room for the milk chocolate digestive.
Let's pull that out because here's what I want you to do. Take a quick shot of that because I want you to have a comparison.
Mm-hmm.
So Michael just took a bite of the regular, and I'm going to offer up one of these to you. This is the chocolate-covered digestive.
And what I'm looking at is the same biscuit.
It's got
identical biscuit, but on one side, a thin layer of what appears to be milk chocolate.
Yeah, kind of in a waffle design on top.
Kind of wavy, waffly. As soon as I touched it, though, it melted. So,
well, that might be a virtue of the fact that we have no AC going at Maid's HQ, and it's a hot New York morning. Go ahead. Michael just took a bite, folks.
Unexpected reaction.
Oh, you're allergic? Should I get the EpiPen?
No.
I'm going to jab you with the EpiPen.
No.
Bam!
Ow!
You all right? Because I do not want to go to the hospital. Better? How you feel? You better?
I
was supposed to put it in your ass or something.
No. I really...
I put it right into your back.
You did. I'm telling you, I was not having... I'm fine.
You just said I'm having a reaction.
But it wasn't an allergic reaction.
Oh, no. So, are you all right? Because I shot the whole thing into your back.
I'm actually feeling great right now.
Oh, okay, good.
I don't know what's in that shit, but I love it.
I don't even know. It was just a syringe lying around the lab.
I'm going to tell you something.
Go on.
About the milk chocolate digestive.
Mm.
That's going to shock some people.
Mm.
I prefer the original. I prefer the dry original to the milk chocolate.
I want to counter that by saying I just took a bite myself. As you can see, a demi-lune bite. And I concur.
Really?
I agree. There's something about the dryness and thickness and digestive quality, and there's a satisfying end game there that gets obliterated by the chocolate on top. It just becomes about the chocolate.
It's a Me Too culture kind of snack. Look at me, I'm eating chocolate on my digestive rather than I'm punching in. I'm doing a day's work. I'm punching out with the original.
Mm-hmm. This milk-covered milk chocolate covered digestive biscuit is equatable to today's youth saying, pay me.
Right.
But you don't have a job. Pay me.
Pay me.
They don't want to put in the hours work. They just want to have some kind of job where they sit at home and have the computer open.
Oh, yeah.
Pay me.
My job is I do commentary on video games. Pay me.
Pay me.
No, you're not. You're sitting around playing video games. You're not working.
I write about lady socks.
Come on, pay me.
Pay me.
No.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. It's an entitled digestive. That's what it is. It's entitled.
Yeah.
It knows it's going to be loved. Mm-hmm. It's been nothing but loved. It's got nothing but praise its entire life.
Look at me. I got chocolate.
Right. I'm chocolate digestive.
I'm a reality show.
People
this
love
is
me.
This digestive is old school Gary Marshall television.
Oh, it's Hill Street Blues to me.
Mm-hmm.
It's got a lot of characters. Mm-hmm. It requires attention. It's got good writing.
Mm-hmm. Mike Post.
Yeah,
Mike
but
Post
it's not.
Music.
It's
Danny
not,
J. Travanti.
Oh, the great cast.
And then you've got this, and this is a reality show, The Chocolate.
Oh, it's the housewives of some shit-ass town.
Yeah. Name a town.
I can't.
Good, because I don't want to deal with that email.
Don't want to cheapen whatever town I was going to name by equating it with the milk chocolate digestive. Now, look, is the milk chocolate digestive inedible? Of course not.
Not inedible. Nothing chocolate is inedible.
No, it's delicious.
I love chocolate.
It's unbelievable.
It's tremendous.
But first of all, the chocolate on this thing isn't great. It's not great chocolate. They're sort of saying, we can put any old chocolate on here. People are going to lap it up.
We have a brand, the digestive, that gets bought by 4 billion Irish. If we throw some chocolate, any kind of chocolate, anywhere that we find onto that biscuit, it's a gold mine.
And maybe they're right. But that doesn't speak well
to
the
us.
Company. It speaks ill of the culture.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You want to sell them? You sell them. You go, girl.
Yeah, go, girl.
You grab and go, girl. I wish they would put girl at the end of that grab and go sentence.
I can tell you,
that's what I feel like it is.
In my rating, if they had on this pack, resealable pack, the words "grab and go, girl!" exclamation, I would be hard pressed to not give them a very, very high rating.
Yeah, because then
for that alone,
because it's owning what it is.
Yeah, and also because it would look pretty cool.
Oh, it'd be awesome.
Because it'd be like, why did they write "girl"?
And then you taste it.
Grab and go, girl.
Right.
You'd be like, oh yeah, yeah. Fact is, I think we just unwittingly, because everything we do is unwitting, helped out McVitie's. Because if they're listening to this, which we know they are because they sent us these biscuits, they're probably like, oh, there it is. And somebody at marketing just got fired, and someone else has taken the idea, stamping it on there, and now they're going to be like a huge brand, like Hostess.
Yep, grab and go, girl.
Cautionary tale there, McVitie's. All right.
Well, next they're going to have sour cream and onion digestive. Yeah. They're going to have habanero pepper digestive.
Pizza flavored digestive.
You
and next
what?
Thing you know, you're going to be bankrupt. Liquidated.
It's...
Yeah.
You've got a good thing going.
Mm-hmm.
With your digestives.
Mm-hmm.
Don't cheapen the brand.
Yeah. You stand for something. You're solid. You've been around forever. Don't start getting fancy. We in the snack game see this time and time again. I think it's one of the most annoying things.
It's the one truly heartbreaking thing about this job.
It's Shakespearean. You think that somebody would be able to resist it, but time and time again, people with good intentions and good pluggers and people that we at Mates pull for come along, get some success, and try and expand.
We got to diversify.
Yeah.
Well, we got to appeal to everybody.
This isn't good enough. We can do more.
We got to please the shareholders.
We got to please the youth of today.
No.
Guess what? You don't.
Do what you do.
Do your thing.
Be who you are.
get what got you there going.
You don't see hard-boiled egg diversifying.
Yeah, you don't see pizza-flavored hard-boiled egg, do you?
No, you see hard-boiled egg.
You see hard-boiled egg, HBE.
Same as it ever was.
Same as it ever was.
Same as it ever was.
Same as it ever was. You can change your mind. Don't change your mind.
Water flowing.
You can change your mind. Don't change your mind.
Water flowing underground.
You can change your mind.
As the day.
Like the lifetime.
Anything.
Yeah, see, so like that. Ratings?
Ratings!
Ratings! You know what we missed on this? McVitie's. Digestives.
Bang. Bang, bang, stormtroopers hitting the ground.
Anyway, on to ratings. Oh, look what they got here. I just noticed this. Holy cow, they got some salt, which you like. I know Michael likes salt. This is of an adult's reference intake. They've got each biscuit contains, and they've got your energy, your fat, 3.2 grams in each biscuit. Holy crap. That's a lot of grams of fat. Saturates, 1.5, that's bad for your sugars, that's bad for your 2.5, and salt, 0.2 grams. But these are percentage of an adult's reference intake, which I don't know what that means.
No, in the U.S., normally that would be your recommended daily allowance, but these are foreign exotic cookie crackers. So they use the metric system.
An adult's reference intake.
That's right.
What percentage of your reference intake is this?
6%.
6%.
My adult reference intake.
Oh, I'm at 4% of my adult reference intake.
I need to find another 11% of my adult reference intake.
Maybe if you eat that sod, you will get the necessary intake of your reference.
I had sod yesterday.
You ate some sod.
Oh, it's all I eat is sod.
Did you eat some peat?
Yeah, we put the peat between the sod.
Oh, you had a sod peat sandwich.
Yeah.
That's pretty good then.
Tasted like hell.
Oh, not good to eat the dirt and sod?
Yeah.
Well, that's a living.
It's a living.
I'm going to rate these two separately.
Yeah, you have to.
You have to. It's the no-brainer. So, this for me recalls the comfort of my youth, when I was gallivanting across haughty Europe with a broadsword, and I would have to pull over and stop for a snack. And so, to me, the Digestives Original, as I have said, I like the thickness to it. I like the crumbly, dry nature. I like how it absorbs. I love the delicious endgame. For me, the McVitie's Digestives gets a solid 7. Mm-hmm. Now, a Grab and Go Girl resealable pack, and it cheapens the well-earned solid 7 that's out there on the Broadmoor. You know, I just see someone standing at the turret overlooking the lowlands, munching on their digestive biscuit, and everything is fine. And then some little elfin character comes around and dumps a bucket of chocolate all over him, thinking he's helping. You're not helping, okay? You're not helping Johnny Game of Thrones. You are actually hurting the product. You're cheapening it. You're overreaching. I give the Digestives McVitie's Chocolate Grab-and-Go Resealable Pack a 3.
Hardcore.
I'm just telling it like it is. When I want the thing and I walk down the proverbial snack aisle, if I see these two, I'm going to grab the original.
Here's how I know the McVitie's Digestive is a good snack. I don't have the nostalgia for it.
Mm.
You know, for this dry, wafer-like piece of shit, air hockey puck, no. Mm-hmm. Cracker.
Not romantic.
I have no associations with it at all. And yet,
mm-hmm.
I stick that bitch in my mouth.
Mm-hmm.
I go in the front door with
you
it.
Go in the front door with it.
I enjoy it.
Mm-hmm.
I enjoy it for what it is. It's
solid.
It's a solid, mealy snack. It's like a Nature's Valley granola bar, old school or something.
It's someone covering you with a warm blanket.
Sure.
When you're out there on the moors.
You know, maybe I've just been playing poker or something at Qdoba. Maybe I've had...
What? You don't play poker. You play poker at Qdoba? You fire up the beans when you're there?
Fuck.
That's all right. Fuck you for judging.
Yeah, fuck you. Don't judge.
Don't judge him.
I'm my own man.
Don't judge his own man.
I'm having a digestive, you know? Just kind of settle things down.
Yeah.
And it's not too sweet. It's not too coarse. It's not too dry. 7.5.
Whew.
Then you got this abomination.
Woo.
Then you got this piece of shit abomination, the digestive with the milk chocolate. as you said, some Game of Thrones motherfucker coming along, yeah, slathering that cheap milk chocolate all over it, ruining everything.
Yep.
7.5 for the original, 7 for the milk chocolate.
See you next week.
See you next week.
Now leaving Nerdist.com.